HFS are here, and it's a podcast. I'm Dylan.
You already screwed it up.
How did I screw it up?
You're like, HFS. It's okay, just
carry say on. Your name, okay, just carry idiot.
Hi, I'm Yash.
You're so stupid. Anyway, yeah, this is a podcast. We talk about stuff. And yeah, you're forced to listen to it.
This is the first, like, kind of episode. It's called Pilot. Because that's what normally that's what normally people call their first episodes, Pilot.
No.
Yeah.
That's like the biggest guess ever.
It's not.
Pilot is like, yeah, pilots are when you're like trying it out.
Fine, this is a pilot then. And
this is episode one.
Yeah, but if the episode one is the tryout, if the tryouts are good, then we post it.
I'm not calling it pilot. I'm the one uploading it anyway.
Should we just stop and start recording again?
No.
Okay. We just kind of okay. Hi, it's HFS. I'm Yash. And then the other guy who I was just talking to is Dylan. And
we've already said that.
Oh damn. Are you sure you don't want to start
yeah,
again?
Anyway.
Do you start again?
Anyway, okay, I've got something to talk about. Basically, Tesco's, a supermarket, have been selling beef products with horse meat and pig DNA in them, which is like a serious issue, because like many of us are eating meat.
No.
Not us two.
No, but and also
we're vegetarian.
And also, if you're Muslim for religious reasons, like, do you know that you don't eat like pig meat, like, but you do eat beef. So when you're eating those beef burgers, there was pig in them.
Oh yeah, that's actually. Oh, I just realized that. Harsh on Muslims, man.
Yeah.
Imagine if the beef wasn't actually halal as well.
Beef is halal. Beef can be halal.
Yeah, but imagine if Tesco was saying that it's halal, but it isn't.
Yeah, then they wouldn't say it's halal. Because Tesco
they
don't.
Might.
Yeah, but Tesco don't make the halal. They have to send it off to, like, this place that makes halal to send it off to them. Unless Tesco's got own halalists.
Halalists?
Yeah, I don't know.
So anyway, yeah, Tesco's is like this massive supermarket chain down here in the UK. I don't know, is it like worldwide?
Yeah, but it's just called different things, I think.
Because, like, I know Asda's owned by, like, Walmart or whatever, isn't it?
Yeah, but, like, no, Asda is Walmart, but in UK, Walmart's just changed its name to Asda for some reason.
No.
Yeah?
No, I swear Asda's, like, a smaller part of.
No. Like, everywhere in the world is Walmart except UK, I think. I'm not sure. Well, in America, it's Walmart, but.
Okay,
yeah,
whatever.
In America, like, they got, like, two shops to start with, Walgreens, and then they got Walmart. You know, Walgreens is, like, the biggest pharmacy I've ever seen.
Have you been to America?
Yeah, about twice.
I want to go to America.
I've been West Coast and then East Coast.
West Coast to East Coast.
No, I've been West.
My new song.
No, I've been West Coast one holiday. That's California, I think. And then, remember in year 8, I came back, I went to New York.
Yeah?
Yeah, then. That's East Coast.
That's East Coast, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's West Coast?
California.
Oh, right. Oh. I thought they were on the same coast. Oh. Anyway, back to the.
I swear you took geography.
Hmm?
I swear you took geography as well.
Yeah, but I'm really bad at it. Anyway, back to, like, Tesco stuff, innit? Big supermarket chain, basically. And they've been putting, like, horse meat and pig DNA in beef burger products. So today, I was reading the newspaper on the way to school because I'm a very sophisticated man.
Yeah, but, like, do you know how he says he's sophisticated? He really isn't, like, it's a free newspaper.
I still read it.
So
like,
what,
I find out stuff.
I just watch the news. It's easier.
Yeah, but news comes on at, like, 10 o'clock, innit? I'm asleep by then.
No, it comes on 6 as well.
Yeah, but I'm doing work.
Yeah, but I'm eating dinner at that time.
Yeah, no, we have dinner so early, like, Indians. It's like dinner at 4:30. It's like I come home and it's like, Bedaji, dinner is ready.
Exactly.
Time to sit down.
No. Before you, go, before you go do your homework, you have to eat first, yeah. then go.
You have to eat.
Eat first.
You have to be
eat
fresh
first,
with
then
the
I don't
mind.
Care what you do. You go talk to Jack and Jill, whatever.
Yeah, Jack and Jill. Very good friends, are you? Anyway.
Oh, yeah, Tesco's. Did you hear? Like, I think Jack broke his crown.
Not funny at all.
Okay.
Jill fell down a hill, though.
Yeah. But then, I swear Jack came tumbling after.
Wait, which way around is it? Jill or Jack? Which one fell down first? Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his hand.
Crown. And crown. Jill came tumbling after.
Oh, yeah, Jack
after.
Fell down. Jack fell down first.
Yeah, that's why he broke his crown. But then when Jill came tumbling down after, why didn't she break her crown? Like, it's
maybe
odd.
She wasn't wearing a crown.
True. But, like, if one's a king, shouldn't the queen be wearing the crown as well?
Maybe she wasn't a queen, though. Maybe.
She was, like...
Jack was having an affair.
Yeah, like Prince Charles and that Camilla kind of thing.
That's not an affair, though.
They were both having an affair when he was married to Diana.
No, that's like the biggest BS ever.
Yeah, who cares about that now? I mean, they're both, like, Buddha, like, they're old, and, like, who cares about them? Like, they can still be having affairs, but, like, it's none of our business.
Okay, and back to Tesco's, which is, like, I've been trying to go on for, like, 6 minutes now. Anyway, Tesco's, I was reading the paper, and they printed, like, an apology letter in there.
Yep.
So I just want to read it out, see. Gives us something to talk about in there. So in big, bold, it says that, we apologise. It's bold, because it stands out, to make it stand out. Like, you know, it's big, it's the main message.
Yeah, like, we do, like, a pretty good job, you have to admit, like, without, like, showing you, we're describing stuff quite well, so you have to, like, spare
with
us.
So, it's got, like, the Tesco logo at the bottom, basically just Tesco. Anyway, you've probably read or heard that we have had a serious problem with three frozen beef burger products that we sell in stores in the UK and Ireland. The Food Safety Authority of Ireland, FSAI, has told us that a number of products they have recently tested from one of our suppliers contained horse meat. Dun dun dun! While the FSAI... Oh yeah, Yash, if you want to like say anything while I'm doing...
Yeah, I just want to say every little helps.
Ha, very funny. Has said that the products pose no risk to public health. We appreciate that, like us, our customers will find this absolutely unacceptable. Can I just say something here? That one sentence has 1, 2, 3 commas.
I'm sorry,
why does
but
it
like,
need 3 commas?
Yeah, but like, whoever works in Tesco's like, bare dumb, innit?
Innit? Like, what grammar is this? Put
yeah, my mum's
there.
Like, if you want to like, just get out of school with no GCSEs to your name, then you can just go on the street. I kick you out of my house at 16, you have to go into Tesco and stack beans on the shelf. Like, Tesco is like a really bad example.
Or McDonald's. McDonald's is very good. Exactly. Very good shop.
You serve people chips in little pockets.
And then you can steal a few chips. Eat some chips.
Exactly, eat some in it. And then get like bare greasy skin and be like spotty. And then like nobody will like you. And then you'll die lonely. And then when you'll be in your grave, you'll just have like that one little spot that haunted you forever on your forehead. Yeah.
Basically, kids, go to school.
Yeah.
And finish school.
If you don't want to die, if you don't want to die alone with one spot on your head, then go to school.
Yeah, go to school, guys. Finish school. Anyway, 3 commas in a sentence. Not good. The products in our stores were Tesco Everyday Value 8 frozen beef burgers, 397 grams. Tesco 4 frozen beef quarter pounders, 454 grams. And a branded product. Flame House Frozen Char-Grilled Quarter Pounders. You know, that's not good. What are quarter pounders?
Yeah, innit? They sound like bear bath. Because, like, you know, we're vegetarian. Yeah, and, like, so we don't eat all this stuff. Yeah, but just by the way, is meat nice? Because, like, it looks kind of...
this is nice. Why would people eat it then?
Yeah, but, like, when they eat it, yeah? Like, they make that kind of funny face. Like, they want to, like, have sex with the meat, kind of. Like, they're like, oh, I love you so much. Can I just eat you? And like that. I'm like... Mate.
Why did your voice go so deep?
Because
oh, I love you, mate. I want to have sex with you.
Because that's how Americans talk.
Not only Americans eat meat.
Yeah, but they're like...
I'm pretty sure Americans don't go, Yeah.
No, but I was just thinking about man versus food. Because the guy in man versus food, whenever he eats meat, he's always like, yeah, I can really feel that. Ooh, all the juicy, succulent, like, all the juices have just gone in and gone like, rah, 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 rah. And yeah, yeah.
How does he eat that much? He's like, he's not even that fat, I swear.
Exactly. I swear.
He's
over.
Like, he's like an average size. Well, not average, like a bit over average.
Average but he American eats size. Like so average much. American size.
Okay, average American size. And he eats so much.
Talking about average American size, you know Apple's bear dopey? Like, do you know what they did? Like, do you know the new iPhone 5? Oh. They made the, like, screen so your thumb can reach the top because, like, so then they were, like, extended the length of the screen.
Ergonomically designed.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb because they did the iPhone 5 to the size of the average man's hand size in America, not the whole world. It's like that. I don't know what went through the thought process there, because they didn't know, like, didn't they know that the whole world was going to buy
yeah,
the iPhone 5?
Apple products aren't aimed at women.
It's like, no, and also, like, didn't they think that people, like, in Ghana would be using it? Like, did they just think that they're going to sell it to the American public? Why couldn't they just done the whole world?
I don't
like,
think, like, Ghana, like, maybe other countries.
Yeah, like, I don't know, maybe UK.
Yeah, okay, well, obviously UK. Anyway, Tesco's bad. We have immediately withdrawn from sale all products from the supplier in question. That sentence doesn't even make sense. We have immediately withdrawn from sale all products from the supplier in question, from all our stores and online. Okay, it does make sense. I'm stupid. If you have any of these products at home, you can take them back to any of our stores at any time and get a full refund. You will not need a receipt, and you can bring back just the packaging.
Oh, that's it.
We and our supplier have let you down, and we apologize. If you have any concerns, you can find out how to contact us at the bottom of this page. Or go to any of the customer service desks in store, or ask to speak to your store manager. So here's our promise. We will find out exactly what happened. And when we do, we'll come back and tell you. And we will work harder than ever all our suppliers to make sure this never happens again. We promise. Trust me. It's Tesco's.
Yeah, but guess what?
I'm not gonna lie.
You know what's so
dumb about
that?
It's not as if there's like sheep testicles in our mixed vegetable bags.
Exactly.
Or there's anus crap in our chips. No.
How can there be anus crap?
We don't do that.
Isn't it animal crap? Do you have to say the animal's name, then the crap? Because anus is just a thing that exerts, like, excretes all the crap.
Yeah, so crap coming out of the anus.
Okay, fine then. Yeah, but also, what's so dumb about, like, that apology letter is that they said, bring us back the packaging and we'll, like, give you a full refund and all that. That's kind of dumb because if somebody's just eaten the meat, because you'll obviously eat the meat quickly because, like, otherwise it goes off. That's all I know, basically, about meat. Like, you have to eat it within, like, a certain
time. It goes off.
It does.
Yeah, you have to eat it, otherwise it goes off.
Yeah, you have to eat it in like 5 days or something, I think. Or, like,
tip two of the day. Tip one, go to school. Tip two, eat meat quickly.
Exactly.
It goes off.
Exactly. Yeah, so then, if they've already eaten it, won't they have already thrown the packaging away?
Yeah, probably, actually.
Exactly. And also, when they say you can bring it back any time, what if some like smart like us just brings it back like in 25 years' time? Like from now, he's like, yeah, they said this. I'm just gonna like bring. I'm gonna keep this packaging safe for 25 years. I'm gonna bring it back.
That guy must be really sad.
Yeah, but like Tesco being Tesco, there will probably be like something like they just like make the packaging so cheap that that degrades within like a year.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, you're probably right actually. So yeah, that was Tesco's.
Yeah, and plus it's like bear peak on people who are Muslim, because they don't eat pig, right? So they put pig stuff in their beef. So they eat beef, thinking it's beef, but it's actually pig. So, yeah, that's that like kind of peak on them.
Yeah, because they're like, they don't eat pig.
Tip three of the day.
Pointed out.
Tip three of the day. It's kind of like. Just, like, stick to vegetarian. Like, be sort of...
That's not a tip, man. It's fact one of the day.
Fact one.
Muslims don't eat pig.
No, not fact. That's not the fact I was saying. I was just saying tip. Just, like, turn vegetarian, you know, because then, like, no hassle in it. don't have to worry about like being forcing your meat. You don't have to worry about it being undercooked, like raw or all that. Like, just eat vegetables.
Yeah, because vegetables can be undercooked.
Yeah, but come on, who undercooks vegetables? Vegetables are meant to be eaten raw, you idiot. Do you cook?
Yeah, but
do you eat cucumber raw?
Yeah, obviously like, I eat cucumber raw.
See, do you cook cucumber? Wait, the only one I cook is like potato.
No, you cook carrot sometimes.
No, you can also eat that raw though.
Yeah, but like you can eat potatoes raw then.
Oh yeah, you can, because in potato salad like is raw.
Yeah. Oh, potato salad, so nice.
Yeah, I know, man. Like that's our meat. Like if like equivalent of meat, vegetarians is like something like that, like so potato nice. Salad or cheese and coleslaw sandwich. Coleslaw and potato salad are
the cheese and celery sandwich, man.
It's mank. Did you say it's mank?
Nice.
Oh no, I don't like it.
You've never even tried it.
Mate, do what really pisses me off. It's like you got chewing gum in your mouth and then you're just like really thirsty, so you have a sip of water and your chewing gum goes all hard. It's like, mate.
Does it?
I was chewing that.
Mate, I was like chewing that chewing gum. Get off me, water. Oh. No, that doesn't happen. 64. Stop. Oh, chemistry homework is hard. Anyway, do you have anything else to talk about? Because there's that helicopter crash thing we can talk about.
Yeah, okay. Talk about it. But it's really depressing. I don't think they'll get excited by it.
There's nothing to be excited about. We're just informing them. Okay, basically, in London, there was like a helicopter. You probably actually already heard about this.
Yeah. In London, there was a helicopter. Obviously.
No. Such an idiot. I hate you, man. The helicopter was in England.
Oh, my God.
And basically, it crashed into a crane on the top of this building. And then, like, what happened is it spun out of control and it crashed and two people unfortunately died, the pilot and
a normal guy who was walking to work.
It was a civilian, right?
Yeah, basically, this is his story. He walked out of his house in the morning and he's just walking and then he's like,
how do you know his story? He's dead.
No, but then this is, I'm just like thinking of his thought process. He's probably like, I'm gonna have a nice day at work today. He's just
nice day at work.
Exactly, he's like, just walking along, going to work. And then, like, a helicopter comes and just lands on his head and he dies. He's like, yeah, boom.
Sorry, helicopter.
And then he's like, bleh. He's like, dead.
That's kind of harsh, man. And it's such, like, a rare occurrence as well.
It's kind of like the story about, like, when a branch fell on, like, an 80-year-old woman in the park and she died. Like, just imagine
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're telling me.
You just walk in the park, and then, like,
you yeah, just walk. Yeah, it must be, like, so quiet and
exactly,
nice as well.
You just, like, there's, like, birds twittering, and then you just, like, walk under a tree.
I was just about to say that. There's, like, birds whistling in the trees, like,
and then, flowers, all of a sudden, and, like, so you just walk under a tree, and then just, like, a branch just falls off and falls on you. It's like,
and you're dead. You're dead. It's not even, like, oh, branch, who cares? I'm still alive.
Look, it's not like, oh, it's just, like, it's not like I just lost a leg. It's like, crap, I'm dead.
Yeah. Lost a leg. That's still pretty serious.
Yeah, but would you rather lose a leg or just die?
Lose a leg.
Yeah, innit? See? And then, like, when I walk
actually,
on stage,
I don't know, because it'd be quite painful to lose a leg, man.
But I don't care about the painfulness. It's just the after effect. You're just, like, walking around. Like, it'll be kind of awkward, just one leg. Can't play football.
Oh, can't play football.
That'd be so peak. Like, you just watch other people playing football at lunch, and then, like, somebody, like, an idiot, like, would just come up to you and say, ha, ah, you can't play football.
Yeah, you're that idiot.
Yeah, I know. It's just so funny. It was like when Jan got, like, anyway, the thing on his leg. There's a boy called Jan, and he, like, broke his toe or something, so he was walking around with this thing on his foot. And then, like, he couldn't play football, so, like, ha, you can't play football. And he just got off and started playing football with a broken toe. nuts.
Yeah, the teachers were like walking past, they kept shouting at him.
And they told him off, they're like,
he's just, like, you can't play football.
Just sit down.
They were getting so annoying, man.
No.
That was funny. That was like time ago.
Yeah, I know, but they were so funny, he's just walking around with this thing on his leg, playing football. I can't believe how he was running with it on.
Because it's like, his whole leg was like straight, I swear, like he couldn't like bend it or whatever.
Exactly, and then he had this massive like, kind of clamp at the bottom of his leg. Like, just like clamped his foot.
Yeah.
And he was just running at full pace with it.
I know, and he like,
I would fall over like 10 times with that.
I wouldn't even like think of playing football.
I probably would try it. But like, I'd probably get it on target because like, do you know how my aim's kind of dodgy? I'll kick it somewhere, but then like, it'll just angle off in a different direction because of the clamp and go and go.
Yeah, you'd shoot and then it'd be like normally you'd shoot and it would go miles off. And then you shoot with this thing on your leg and it'd be like smack bang.
Straight in.
On target.
Top corner.
And you'd be like, whoa, like Thierry Henry style. Boom. Lionel Messi. That's how you roll in it. Anyway, so yeah, that's a helicopter crash in central London, which is quite sad.
Oh yeah, Dylan, what did you get for your chemistry homework?
Which question?
Question 7. A.
7 no, what?
7B.
What did you get?
I don't get it.
Because I know you. You're just gonna like copy me. I'll say the answer and then be like, "Oh yeah, I got that as well."
Wait, don't say the answer on here. People who are doing this homework right now at home will listen to it.
But it's due in tomorrow, so by the time I upload this, it would have been done anyway.
No, but like people from other schools, like or like if somebody in year 9 says something to it,
it could be any question 7B.
It's from the IGCSE book, chapter 22. Rams and Moles, end of chapter checklist. Question 7.
Such an idiot.
It could be
it. Yeah, I'll just tell you in it. It's easy. Okay. You know what? Forget this. This reminds me of biology lesson today, innit?
But that was disgusting.
We're, like, dissecting. I know, that was like horrible. Like when it was in the bag, it was all like disgusting.
No, basically, the bag was okay because like, it looked like awesome sauce.
Austin
sauce. No, it looked like chocolate.
That's my favourite word.
No, it looks like chocolate.
Yeah, it did a bit, didn't it?
It looked like
that melted chocolate.
It looked like chocolate pudding, like, but there was too much chocolate sauce. And they took it out, and there was, like, sheep's lungs in there.
Yeah, basically, we were doing, because in biology, we're studying, what were we studying? Like breathing and stuff.
Breathing,
like,
yep.
Respiration.
And smoking.
So basically, smoking, yeah, and stuff like that.
We're learning how the
smoking is bad effects on your
body. So
basically, our teacher was dissecting the lungs and the trachea. Today, of like a sheep. Was it a sheep or a lamb?
It was a sheep. Yeah, what's the difference between a sheep and a lamb?
The lamb is a baby sheep, isn't it?
Oh.
It was so disgusting, yeah.
I swear the lungs were tiny, though. They were like minuscule.
I know! That is exactly what I was about to say. Like, he took it out of the bag, yeah, our teacher. He took it out of the bag and he started like feeling it and started squidging it and stuff and it was disgusting. And he showed us like the heart and everything. And then basically, he cut a bit off the trachea. Which is like the windpipe, basically. And he like cut a bit off and he was like showing us and everything.
He's
and basically, he got this guy here, he put like a tube into the trachea, like a kind of plastic tube, and he like stuffed it in. And he got this guy in our class to like blow into it. And like the lungs were tiny, yeah? They were like probably the size
of like both of your.
An iPod. Like a fist. They're the size of like a fist, maybe.
Yeah.
But like, it was like really flat, so it wasn't like.
By the way, if you like, fist, but by the way,
like
if,
the shape.
If you feel like 4 year old, like your fist doesn't count. It's like an average man's.
Yeah, yeah.
Like this.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously. So yeah, like not a baby's fist because that's tiny. So yeah, it's like it was like the, that size, like two of those. And they were, like, really flat and everything. So he got this guy to, like, blow into it, and it was disgusting. And it expanded, like, it must have, like, tripled in size at least.
Yeah, exactly. It just, like, inflated the whole thing.
Yeah, it was, like, horrible. And then basically, like, he cut off a bit of the lungs, and he was, like passing around and everything. None of us touched it. Like, neither me or Yash touched it. It was horrible.
Exactly, because he said that if he poked the lungs, then like it's the smell stays on your finger for the whole day. and yeah, like and it like gets under your nails. And it was, he said like, it gets under your nails.
Yeah, and it was just before lunch.
Exactly.
So yeah, we didn't want to do that. But yeah, it was pretty interesting, I suppose.
But the worst thing of it was that if you blew into the pipe, like the lungs inflate, but they if there's too much air pressure, they want to come back up the pipe. So if the guy in our class kept his mouth around the tube, then all like the air that were in the lungs and all the like, the kind of blood would have just like gone back into his mouth.
Yeah, that would have been horrible, man. Because like when you stop breathing, it'd all like rush out because it'd like compress again, innit, the lungs.
Yeah. Is that when you inflate a balloon, like if you don't tie a knot, but if it's fully inflated, then you let go of the top, then all the air will come out. Like that. Like, that's the same with the lungs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, so it's
that happened in my reading.
It's a shame that the year 8s had to do it, like, at the end of the day.
Yeah, we didn't get to, like, we didn't get to dissect it properly, because, like, year 8s had to go afterwards and use it.
Yeah.
To like do their dissection level, but apparently we're gonna have to like just dissect hearts in the upcoming future. I'm gonna be like so squeamish. I'm gonna be such a girl in there.
No, I don't mind doing it. Just that I've got gloves on.
Yeah, I suppose like if you got gloves, it's fine because you know you're touching it.
I couldn't believe how small the bronchioles were.
I didn't even see them, man.
You can't see them. There's just little holes in the thingy. In the side.
And yeah, I thought, like... Because you know on diagrams, yeah, they look, like, massive. You would have thought that... Because, like, the size of our body... Like, imagine how small our lungs actually are, then.
No, our lungs are massive.
No. They're pretty small. I mean, they're, like... You could hold it in your hand easily.
No, you can't.
You can. That's because, like, in all the pictures, they're like very inflated. That's why they look massive. So yeah.
No, they're not. What are you talking about? Because remember, our biology teacher showed us a picture where he put this plastic inside it, then he like let it solidify in the lungs.
Oh, I've actually got so much homework. He never... What? Solidified what?
The solid, that liquid plastic you put in the lungs, and then it, like, solidifies and hardens. Remember that picture? Of the lungs.
Yeah, but that's, like, probably when it's been expanded. Because, like, the air will fill up all the pockets, innit? So they expand.
Oh, yeah, and plus, the lungs is, like, in proportion to the size of the animal.
True.
So, like, we're bigger than sheeps.
Yeah. We're not babies. Normal people are.
Yep.
As in, not to say that babies aren't normal people, but, like, the average-sized human is bigger than a sheep. So, anyway, do you have anything you want to talk about? Otherwise, like, we can just end it here, because it's, like... It's almost half an hour.
Yeah.
Oh wait! We forgot to talk about Thingy, innit?
No.
Yeah, this... we went and watched Gangster Squad over the weekend. We forgot to talk about that. So yeah. Yash, are you gonna say anything?
Yeah, okay. So
okay, basically we are on Saturday, the what day was it on Saturday? 16th, 15th.
Why are you telling the exact date?
13th. Was it the 12th?
It was the last.
Yeah, I think it was
during the like the
12th. Okay, basically on Saturday the 12th of January 2013, we went to watch Gangster Squad at the cinema. Me, Yash, and one of our other mates called Hrithik Roshan.
Yep. Or white version.
Chinese version.
Yep.
Chinese version of Hrithik Roshan.
Dylan, what colour are Chinese
people? For those of you who get who Hrithik Roshan are, you're pretty awesome sauce.
Exactly.
Because Hrithik Roshan's a beast.
You deserve a pat on the back, but I can't give you that. So then I just have to say you deserve
we'll
a jelly.
We'll give like... I'll make the sound of patting on the back.
Exactly.
There, imagine I'm patting you on the back.
Yeah, but if you're not feeling that, then you deserve a jellybee. Go get a jellybee.
Jellybee. Okay, this is like getting kind of fresh now.
Yeah.
Mm, sticker. So anyway, yeah, we went to our local cinema to watch Gangster Squad. I was waiting there for 35 minutes.
Were you?
For Hrithik Roshan. Yeah. And then this guy, like, yeah, she didn't even turn up until
the movie started.
Like, the film had started.
It was, like, 10 seconds in.
And no.
Yeah, it was. I got in when the guy was punching the punch bag.
It was, like, 5 seconds.
Five seconds in.
Yeah, and then this guy came 5 seconds into the film. And he was all like, yo. He looks like a girl when he walked
Shut up! Oh yeah, you're the one who refers to yourself as a girl.
I never called myself
I still remember at the beginning of year 10. Yeah, but when you, like, at the beginning of year 10, like, our new form teacher was like, get up and introduce yourselves. Yeah, so then, Dylan tells
me... what?
Yeah, and then Dylan's, like, telling me, should I get up and say, hello, I'm Dylan and I am a girl.
No!
Yeah,
when
you
say
a girl.
That? I'm not a girl. Your face is a girl. Anyway, I'm not a girl. So yeah, we went and watched Gangster Squad on Saturday. And it was an alright film, I guess.
Dylan, by chance, do you have Skype?
Funny you ask, I do. And I will go on it right now. And I will read what it's saying. And my answer is no. In like 5 minutes. But basically, we're rushing now. We went and watched Gangster Squad, and it was a really good film. The story was really bad, but the action was really good, and there was a lot of good camera shots and angles. And basically, we need to eat dinner, so we're gonna go. This was really fun talking to you. I had a really good time. Hope you enjoyed it. Bye.
Bye.
You have to say bye properly, man.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. We can do it like this. HFS signing out.
Bye.
And that's it. Should we do it like that? Okay, I suppose we're gonna do it like that.